Oh, I brought a very bored guest.
Oh, did he?
Jared Donnelly, and patiently standing by. Jared is our historic records coordinator with the City of College Station.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Is this your first visit with us?
It is.
Okay. Well, see, now you'll know that you never know what you're going to follow here. So we like to kind of do freeform radio. Project Hold, I think we know about that, but go ahead and tell us what Project Hold would be if people do not know.
Yeah. Project Hold is the city's digital database, basically the archive. But instead of a physical collection, we have a digital collection. Easier to save it, a lot easier to work with, and saves a lot of space.
Sure, sure. So now this is not only written word, but spoken word as well?
Exactly. Yeah. We have a whole bunch of oral histories, so interviews done with different people from the community from way back when, but also a lot of folks who have come and gone from the community, and a lot of veterans as well.
Sure. And, you know, again, I'm a big believer in this, because when you have residents who are actually older than the city, you need to capture that as soon as you can.
Absolutely.
Is there something that you're trying to do to reach out to people who might have oral history or something that they'd like to share?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a big program right now. We just kicked off a new oral history project targeting veterans. Now, we already have a pretty big collection of veterans. Most of the stuff was collected in the 90s and the early 2000s, so we'd really like to update that. So anybody who is a veteran who'd like to come talk with us, we would do an interview, transcribe that, and that interview, not only the oral, so the audio portion, but also the written transcript would be put online. And we're specifically targeting veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, so our most recent veterans in the last decade or so.
Okay. And again, pretty easy. Now, do it at your place, their place. How does that work?
We can do it both ways. Certainly have everything set up over at the offices, but also if you know somebody would rather do it at their home, wherever they're more comfortable. Not a problem at all.
Okay, now, and if folks want to access any of this information, where do they go?
Well, we've been able to sort of blast it on our local media stuff through the city. Mm-hmm. But if you go to the city website and look up Heritage Programs, there'll be a whole page there about what we're doing with Project Hold and with Heritage Programs. But you, of course, can always contact us. The email to contact us about the interviews or anything to do with Project Hold is Heritage Program, just program, not plural there, at cstx.gov. Or, of course, you can just give us a call, 979-764-3491.
And likewise, as people come back to town maybe to take care of parents and they're digging through stuff, they find old photographs or old documents and things like that, this is something that y'all could digitize and you can put
Definitely.
In a database for them?
Definitely.
Okay.
Most of that stuff we take on loan. So bring it on in, you'll get it right back. We'll scan it so it's preserved for forever and get it back to you. And so therefore, you can anything you can find in the attic that you think somebody might have interest in, bring it on by and we'd love to use it.
Yeah, big deal, good deal. Have you seen We've Never Been Licked?
Yes.
Yeah, think about that. I mean, Fred Mertz
William
was in
Frawley.
College Station.
William
you know,
Frawley.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're having this little meeting off campus. There's, I'm thinking, well, there's Fred Mertz. He may have been in a house right down the street from where I am right now.
Yeah, maybe not.
Thanks for coming in
this
morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right, what else you got?
Well, the filing deadline is, August 18th, I believe.
For what?
For those who would like to become a candidate for College Station City Council.
It's not as fun as it looks.
Well, the pay's not as much as you think.
Yeah. The meetings can be long.
They have been before.
I'll say that. You don't have to.
But what a way to give back to your city.
That's right.
So if you'd like to find out more about that, please go online, cstx.gov/elections, or just stop by City Hall and visit with the folks in our city secretary's office, and they can tell you all about it.
There you go. Jay Sokol from the City of College Station. Visit with those folks on Friday.